USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. The U.S. Embassy is evacuating non-essential staff members from Haiti as gang violence grips that Caribbean country.
The U.S. Southern Command says American military forces are assisting the operation and helping provide security at the request of the State Department. Families of diplomats and others were reportedly being airlifted out of the capital city of Port-au-Prince to safety. I'm Dave Collins.
President Biden says the leader of Israel is hurting his country more than helping it now with its war against Hamas approaching the half-year mark. Biden made the comment while speaking to MSNBC over the weekend. He said Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu could be more sensitive to the innocent lives still being lost in the conflict. The U.S. conducted another humanitarian aid drop into Gaza this weekend as well. Military officials are confirming that two Army National Guard soldiers and a Border Patrol agent lost their lives in a helicopter crash along the U.S.-Mexico border in Texas on Friday. The tragic incident occurred during federal border security operations near Rio Grande City in Stark County. Maybe it sounds familiar.
The state that puts us, look, if we win Georgia, we're going to win the election. Let me put it that way, okay? We have to win Georgia.
Former President Trump at a rally on Saturday in Georgia. He criticized President Biden for reversing his policy at the southern border, among other topics. Biden himself saying that his preferred phrase is to say undocumented immigrant as opposed to illegal immigrant. That's even though he made that precise reference to illegal immigrants during his State of the Union address Thursday.
You used the word illegal when talking about the man who allegedly killed Lincoln Riley.
An undocumented person. And I shouldn't have used illegal. It's undocumented.
This is USA News.
To my newborn baby boy, the day you arrived was one of the happiest days of my life. Right up there with the day I bought my RV from that guy on the internet and insured it with Progressive. What a deal. Just know, son, I'll always be here for you. And by here, I mean in the middle of absolutely nowhere. In my RV.
Protect your baby with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Parts of the southern U.S. will be locked in a deep freeze the early part of this week. There are frost and freeze warnings up early Monday, covering large metro areas like Atlanta, Georgia, and Birmingham, Alabama, plus many surrounding rural counties. At the same time, new red flag and fire weather alerts are being posted across the Plain States. A pro-life measure would raise the state penalties associated for those responsible for the death of an unborn person in new Iowa legislation. Critics like Iowa Democrat Beth Wessel Crushell say the bill could put medical procedures like in vitro fertilization at risk, much like an Alabama Supreme Court ruling last month.
This bill will create the same chaos in Iowa, limiting the ability for Iowans to build their families.
Iowa Republican State Representative Skylar Wheeler says the bill is not about IVF.
This bill is very simple. It increases penalties for killing a mother and or her unborn baby. You should face some pretty stiff penalties for that.
Tyla has canceled her upcoming debut tour. The Water singer made the announcement Thursday, saying she's been dealing with an injury that's worsened over time. The tour was supposed to kick off this month in Norway before making its way back to the U.S. It's now less than a month to go before a total solar eclipse will cross North America on April 8th. People in 15 states will be able to see the moon almost totally cover the sun. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.